The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their
graves. I'm telling you, every single time I hear this song, and I've listened to this thing for a quarter of a century, okay? I pick something out of it that just fits everywhere I want to go, or maybe don't want to go. We've listened to Boss sing about sticking us and bleeding us. Well, that's a relatively, I guess, in today's society with Harvey Weinstein and all the accusations about Hollywood directors, producers, actors, the maybe 2018 presidential wannabe Harpo windbag, you know, has in effect appears to have acted like a pimp for Weinstein. And then we come to the discussion of cryptocurrency, not Bitcoin. But it is a perfect example of exactly how people are having it stuck to them and bled out of them, et cetera, et cetera. Over the last couple of months, we've shared some stories with you about millions and millions of dollars just up and getting wiped out with Bitcoin. Not because the value dropped like a rock, although on the short term, it's certainly done that. Hit 17,000 plus. There's a piece I was looking at shortly before going on the air that talked about it possibly dropping to 10,000. Well, for people who got in at 70, 80 bucks, who cares? They're fat cats, you know. But then this story comes about. There is an absolutely burgeoning market for ICOs, initial coin offerings. And it is rife with fraud and abuse thanks to unscrupulous people like the creator of something called FM tokens. That is a coin designed as a means for paying performers for live webcam chats. The New York Post reported last week that investors in FM tokens reportedly raised just shy of $5 million. That's chump change in the cryptocurrency. But these people are complaining the company's shadowy CEO, Jonathan Lucas, had absconded with their money and refusing to deliver the promised tokens. Well, he aimed to raise as much as $25 million, according to the investment plan. A cryptocurrency built for watching live streaming porn turned out to be a buzzkill. Four investors in the digital currency called Fantasy Market claimed last week that its shadowy CEO disappeared with their money, has not refunded all their investment despite repeated requests. The alleged inability of investors to trade out of the Fantasy Market tokens or FM tokens could stand as a warning to all investors in the red-hot crypto coin market. Now, Lucas is the brains behind FM tokens, was aiming to raise as much as $25 million last year, according to Lucas's white paper. Sounds rather racist. That's what the investment plan circulated among the investors. The tokens were supposed to be used to watch life porn. Small-time investors from around the world scramble to invest in the largest digital currencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Ripple, which have seen astronomical returns. But going back to FM tokens, the venture flamed out in November after the NYP questioned Lucas for about an hour about how his ICO would work and about statements he made in the white paper. The guy insisted he wasn't trying to scam anybody. Well, nobody accused him of that. But the minute they come out making a statement like that, well... And of course, he was using his real name. Well, several of the investors who lost their money believe that the name John Lucas is an alias. It's interesting. Years ago, when I first got into the precious metals business, I worked for a very large company, which is now located in Scottsdale, that we refer to as the Cheese Company. And one of the biggest whores that I ever worked with, guy's name was Lucas Dickman. Lucas had this ability to get a hold of some single women in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area with some bucks and, should we say, screw them out of their money. And I mean that in more ways than one. Well, Lucas... in this case, most likely an alias, has scammed us, run off with the cryptocurrency. One irate investor fumed to the New York Post more than 2 months after investing in FM. According to the Post, it's unclear how close Lucas got to his $25 million fundraising goal. Told a reporter in November he'd raised less than $2 million. Well, the story goes on and on and on. One guy actually got only his investment back. He didn't get back the gain. Back in September in private charts, it looked like he was only 13% away from raising his $5 million, which translated to about 4.4. On the company's website, Lucas posted a message asking out-of-pocket investors to contact the company in the next 90 days to secure a refund. One investor told the Post that the company refunded some of the Ethereum he had invested in the project instead of returning his initial investment along with the 160% return that accrued since he invested. The company pocketed the difference. So, you know, be careful. According to the chat records obtained by the Post, Lucas repeatedly assured his investors that FM tokens are not a scam. I'm not in the business of scamming people. Or again, I would not use my real name for the project. Yeah, okay. Because his behavior might suggest the opposite is true. Good evening. What a way to get screwed, huh? Unbelievable. Glad to have you here on this Thursday evening. I extend my apologies. The last couple of weeks, last 3 weeks, has been exceedingly rough for me. I've been hit with a nasty virus, and I go up and down, and I was doing exceptionally well this morning, better than I've done in a couple of weeks. And by about 3:30 this afternoon, I relapsed hard, so much to the point that I thought I was going to wind up heading off to either the clinic or the emergency room or something of that nature, but I just passed out for a while, and that was a scary thing to pass out. I wasn't quite sure if I was going to wake up out of that one. Those things happen. Jeff Bennett here for the momentary cough. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Under normal Tuesdays and Thursdays, this would be referred to as protecting your wealth. Let's take a look at some market reports. Dow Jones Industrial up another 205 points today to close at 25,570, almost 575. S&P 500 up a little over 19, ending their session at 2768. NASDAQ up another 58 points at 7212. Global Dow, whoop, down a bit. Here we go again. That's the difficult part about doing a program under present health circumstances. The use of the voice and the tongue and all that good stuff tends to create coughing. Global Dow off nearly a point to close at 3,200 and change. Gold, interesting. I saw a headline a little while ago about why gold is going to hit 1,326. Wow, that's pretty cool. It's like 13.25 right now. Oil off 22 cents, currently at $63.58 a barrel. And what are the lovely little metals doing? New York close figures were rhodium flat at $1,540 an ounce. Palladium up $2 at $1,078 an ounce. Platinum flat at $983 an ounce. I don't know who buys that stuff anymore. Have they found something else to use for the manufacture of catalytic converters? Because platinum just lays flat, man. It ain't going anywhere. $983 an ounce. Silver up 2 cents on the day, a penny shy of $17. And gold up $1.80. It's actually up a little higher right now in the aftermarket, currently sitting at about $13.25. So some interesting things going on. And with that, we can move on. And we need to do so because time is a-wasting. Hey, let's talk a little bit about what the smart money is looking at. Oh, there are some interesting things happening. You know, we got smart money, smart money, the smarter money, the smartest money. They're all looking in one direction. They smell inflation. Look, if you want to make money investing, and when I say investing, we're talking about the typical Wall Street mentality. You first need to understand the structure of the asset classes in our current financial system. Now, everybody likes to go bonkers over stocks, but the reality is that the stock market is, in fact, one of the smallest and least liquid markets on the planet. All told, U.S. stocks are roughly a $26 trillion in market cap. That's it. By way of contrast, the U.S. debt markets, that would be treasuries, corporate, municipal, local bonds, etc., is worth over $60 trillion. Hell of a lot more than the stock market. And the currency markets, which can never be accurately measured because every trade involves a currency pair, it's over $5 trillion a day. Now, that's spooky. I got an email about a month ago from a gentleman, and I just have not had the opportunity to address his question. Want to know my opinion about investing in foreign currencies? I got to be honest, it's not an area that I have any real knowledge or expertise in. But when you've got $5 trillion a day going on, let me tell you something, pal. If you want to sit down and invest in global currencies, there's only one way to do it. You got to sit at your computer all day long and be a damn day trader. And you've got to learn it, and you're going to lose your butt learning it, and maybe you're going to make a fortune doing it. But that's how you got to do it. I've got a longtime friend and client and listener out there who sits there probably 8-9 hours a day, maybe longer, I don't know, as a day trader working with Bitcoin. And to the point that it just your head's got a pound, absolutely got a pound. But put simply, according to what is being told to us over at Zero Hedge, currencies are the smartest money, followed by bonds and then finally stocks. So when a seismic change takes place, currencies and bonds pick up on it long before the stocks do. And with that in mind, consider the U.S. dollar's collapsing, having gone almost straight down for 12 months. I'm looking at a chart. Oh, it has a little ripple coming up, but its overall trend has been down, baby, down. And I'm talking on a sharp, sharp angle. So now consider the U.S. Treasury bond market. It's falling in price, results in yields spiking above their 20-year downtrend. More charts. But both of these assets are forecasting the same thing, both the dollar and U.S. Treasuries. And that forecast is inflation. Inflation forces the U.S. dollar down, bond yields up. Inflation forces the U.S. dollar down. Oh, yeah, that creates inflation. So we now have both the smart money and the smartest money, i.e. bonds, forecasting the same thing. And it's going to blow up the everything bubble. So on that note, oh, yeah, we're going to put together this, that, and the other thing. No, we're not. We're not putting together an executive summary. It's just, you know, the reality of what we're facing. One guy says, oh, but the chart's a 20-year. The article's a monthly number. It's all about perspective. You see, that goes to show you how the average dirtbag out there looks at short-term. The average person in this country today looks at things from the standpoint of day-to-day. That's it. That's all they do. They look at the day-to-day on this stuff. They're not looking at long-term. I tend to do a little bit more long-term. Your thoughts? Well, now let's take a look at the second commentary. This one from Kamil Srikumar says, investors should heed the warning. Investors should heed the warning from treasuries. Bonds, not stocks, have been the better predictor of the two recessions in the 21st century. U.S. equities have responded well to the Trump presidency thus far. In fact, they've done it with intense euphoria. But I get spooked. God, this guy a couple days ago does this speech before the public and this meeting about DACA and amnesty and the whole stuff, and it's a big love fest. Gets out there today and makes an absolute total jerk out of himself. I mean, foul language, everything. Guy's nuts. Absolutely nuts. And I don't know. It's a difficult call because I see what other so-called presidents do. And it makes me want to puke. Then I watch and listen to what this guy says and how he says it, and guess what I want to do? Puke some more. But I just had to mute the button so I could choke. Unbelievable. What do we got here? 1, 2, 3. Okay. I'm going to run out of material before I run out of time today. We may have to make it up. Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 25% last year, becoming one of the best performing global asset classes. That was a different story with treasuries. The yield on 10-year notes fell slightly from 2.44% at the end of 2016 to close 2017 at 2.41%. And the spread in the yield between 2-year and 10-year, often a signal of slowing growth or forthcoming recession, plunged from 125 basis points to 51.8 basis points by year end. That is cutting it over half. That's pretty profound. So all these things was up. They all receive different messages from equities and treasuries. Investors have to pay particular heed to the bond market in making asset allocation decisions for 2018. Treasuries have been a better predictor of the two recessions of the 21st century. The first lasted from March to November of 01, the second from December 07 to June of 09. That's about the time we were involved with the housing crash and the foreclosures and the, you know, short sales and the whole nine yards, right? In the case of the latter, the 07 to 09 case, yields plunged during the months before the recession, whereas equities remained strong well into the first half of 08 when the economy was already in a downturn. There's good reason to believe treasuries are sending a warning again today. Wow. Oh, that is cool. I hate to do this. I'm going to interrupt something. I just got a flash that popped up on my screen. There is a special commemorative set of gold coins that are either out or are coming out this year that is a U.S. military tribute. There's a marvelous piece here from the U.S. Army. I can't see some of the others because they seem to be showing the reverse of the coins rather than the front. The one that's very intriguing to me is the Tuskegee Airmen. commemorative gold piece. These are some of the most intricate, unique pieces I have ever seen. And I really would like to look into these, see if we can at some point make any of these pieces available to our listeners. Good number of us have been out there. We've served. We've done what we had to do. Commemorative gold pieces for those who served in the Army, Navy, Marines, the Coast Guard, the Air Force. These are absolutely gorgeous pieces. I'm blown away. Okay, interesting. What do we got here? These are really nice. Some of these look like they could be dated. Maybe these are not new. It's a U.S. Army piece that may have, in fact, been minted it wouldn't have been 1975. The U.S. Navy piece. Oh, wow. This is gorgeous. Submarine on it, an above water ship, a huge carrier. U.S. Marine, I hope I clicked that button before I gagged on myself. U.S. Marine Corps piece, Train to Win, exceptionally good looking piece. A lot of detail in these things. U.S. Coast Guard's a really gorgeous piece. Coast Guard's been around since 1790. U.S. Air Force, this one, I'm blown away by this. Tuskegee. Interesting thing is, I recognize one of the guys on the coin. He's a former client of mine, deceased now. Wow, these are cool. These are really cool. I want to look into some of these. Would not mind having a few of these myself. Anyway, that was a sidetrack deal. Didn't mean to get into that. We're going to take a look at these, find out if they're available to us or not. Well, go back to it. There is good reason to believe treasuries are sending a warning now. Bonmark's sense of caution in 17 was not assuaged by the successful passage of the tax bill. While the yield on 10-year notes rose to about 2.5% on December 20th, when it became clear that the measure would pass and get Trump's signature, it fell subsequently, closing the month little changed. You see, there's all these knee-jerk reactions to politics. Politics don't always equate to our salvation, financially speaking. The surge in equities, you see, stem from corporate earnings that exceeded consensus estimates in recent quarters, and lately, the reduction in the corporate tax rate to 21% from 35%. Nonetheless, the decline in bond yields signals that the surge in equities may not be accompanied by faster economic growth or a significant pickup in inflation. You see, I'm beginning to look at some of the ramifications of this new tax bill. How does a corporate tax rate drop from 35 to 21% and have the nation be able to pull enough money in to pay the interest on the national debt, which is basically all the tax money goes to anyway? I think we spoke last week, maybe not, as I take a look at some of the headlines. Sears and Kmart closing nearly 100 more stores, including the one that's about 10 minutes away from our house. Not that I care. I haven't been in there in years. It's a ghetto store anyway. I read today that in excess of 100, maybe more, Sam's Clubs are closing down around the country. How interesting. That's going to put thousands of people out of work. How's this going to affect various Walmarts? You see, they've come in, they've destroyed the communities, they've shut all the mom-and-pop businesses down, and now some of the Sam's Clubs are going to start closing down. I've read nothing about any Costco's closing down. You know, I drive by Sam's Club once in a while. I've been in the place one time. Because you have the ability to walk in and say, I'm not a member. And they'll give you a one-day shopping pass to go in and do your thing. I hated the store. I didn't like it. It was a dung hole. But that's me. You know, and it doesn't matter one way or the other. You know, you go to Sam's Club, you go to Lowe's. They all look the same. They all got the same color scheme on the outside of the building. It's Walmart, okay? You know, I don't like Walmart. I've never made any bones about it. I don't like what they stand for. And yet they've announced today they're going to be raising their minimum wage to $11 an hour. Whoop-dee-doo. See if you can survive on $11 an hour. I'm not surviving too well, and I'm making less than that, so you don't know the hours I put in. So the surge in equity stems from corporate earnings. Whoopee-doo. Narrower spreads between 2- and 10-year treasuries also reflect speculation that the Fed's stated objective of raising the federal funds rate three times in raising the federal funds rate three times in 2018 may not be met. I don't think they're going to get it done. I mean, Janet Yellen began to raise the rates almost as soon as Trump took office, which I think was her way of saying, ask the Fonguzzi. Think about this. Think about this stuff. Recessions have always been preceded by the 2- to 10-year spread going negative. A negative spread has not always ended in a recession. The inversion of the yield curve in May through June of 98 did not deter gross domestic product from rising in inflation-corrected terms by more than 3% in 99 and during the first half of 2000. So that's led some market watchers to suggest that a potential negative spread should not be a source of concern. But there's reasons we need to disagree with that view. First, wage growth remains anemic despite the quintupling of the Fed's balance sheet since the financial crisis and the still low interest rates almost 10 years later. And it may not be offset by the recent tax package. Nonpartisan institutions such as the Congressional Budget Office have calculated the benefits of the tax cuts are tilted heavily in favor of upper-income earners who are not major consumers anyway. Consumption accounts for about 2/3 of U.S. gross domestic product, or GDP. Secondly, the new regulations incorporate reduced government spending on health care, which will discourage consumption by low-income and elderly Americans, even as lower tax rates are intended to increase spending. No, it's just going to mean that they get to put the extra pork chop on the table every week. Thirdly, a pickup in economic growth is contingent on companies responding to the lower corporate tax rate by hiring more workers and increasing their wages. Global competition from low-cost producers will limit U.S. companies' ability to achieve these goals, and stock buybacks and increased dividends are more likely outcome. And that's why the recent surge in equity is a logical outcome, even as inflationary expectations remain low, all of which will result in lower bond yields. And so in sum, as investors consider where markets are headed in 2018, they need to be mindful of the message from the bond markets. In their current lofty valuations, equities cannot continue to rise for the long if bond yields and the economy do not cooperate. So these are the kind of things we have to watch for, and we will do so. Oh, Lord, am I gagging. My apologies to all of you. But, yeah, it's rough. It's rough. And what happens is my nose gets clogged up and I can't breathe. And then you overextend yourself in your through your throat, and the throat gets dry, and then you start to hack. And that's what I'm going through. I better get some oil of oregano when I get off the air.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Yeah, I just had to do that. Working on prep for the program tonight. And I have to kind of give a listing, a description of what we're going to do. And I was getting this one piece ready, and I said, I got to hear Les Paul and Mary Ford. This husband and wife, this guy was a musical genius. He is the man that made recording and guitars and music, everything what it is today. Modern day blues, jazz guitar, rock guitar, none of this stuff. They all owe to Les Paul. You got me turned off, man. Hello. Where are you? Oh, you like that song. You just want to let it go, didn't you? Oh, my goodness. How high the moon? Which leads us to ask the question, how high will silver prices go? Will it go to 100 or 300 or 500 bucks an ounce? You know, silver prices have risen exponentially for the past 90 years, as the dollar has been consistently devalued. And having said that, that means that we should expect continued silver price rises. Here's the problem with all of that. The society we live in today expects and anticipates instant gratification. That's why they invest in cryptocurrencies to watch porn. They don't have a girlfriend. They can't get a date. They can't develop long-term relationships, so they drop a couple of cryptocurrencies to watch porn, except they never get to do it. Same thing when it comes to stocks, bonds. I realize how I've just described that to you is a bit pornographic and guttural, but sometimes it is imperative to hit the nail on the head to make the point. Instant gratification. You expect to jump in and buy silver at, you know, when spot is $17 an ounce or whatever. Currently sitting at 1702, by the way. And depending on what form of silver you buy, whether you buy 100-ounce bars or 1,000-ounce bars or 10-ounce bars or 1-ounce 999 fine rounds, maybe you want silver American Eagles. I had anticipated getting a hold of one of my suppliers today before going on the air to get an updated price on Eagles. I had a price on a box of silver Eagles last week that was so mind-blowingly cheap I wanted to vomit. I could have literally sold you a box of that stuff for about what I normally pay for it. And it would have been a delivered price. Now, that's for a full box of 500. And believe me, when it comes down to things like silver Eagles, I can get smaller quantities. I had a gentleman last week who wanted to buy a couple of rolls of the Peace Dollars, and he wanted to get about 100 ounces of American Eagle silver coins. I can do smaller transactions like that, and I've got one of two ways to do it. I can go to my normal supplier, but he's going to charge $25 shipping for less than a full box. I have a local guy that I can go to that I can pick it up maybe around the same price range. I'm only going to have to charge you $8 to ship those 100 pieces. $8 to $10, somewhere in that area. I just have to see what the parsing is. What's the difference? But the point I bring up with this instant gratification is that's what people seem to have right now, tomorrow. They want to buy in when spot is 17, and they expect silver to hit $25 next week, and they'll sell out. Stupid. That's not why you buy this stuff. You buy it, you put it away, you forget about it, you pray to God you'll never need it, but when the rainy day hits, guess what? Bingo, you've got it. Speaking about the rainy day. Oh, yes, Harpo Windbag's house got flooded out. In California, mudslide, baby. And, of course, she's trying to look real heroic. She's walking around her property in the mud up to her knees. Of course, I couldn't tell where the mud ended and then he, never mind. I don't like the lady. I've never liked the lady. So when we start looking at silver prices over the past 90 years, we're looking at a long haul. Sure, there's been times it's gone down. No two ways about it. But the overall trend has been phenomenal. And over the past 27 years, when we look at the silver to gold ratio, low silver to gold ratios indicate long-term buy zones for silver. Silver prices are there now. I would like the opportunity to speak with any of you out there who get it, who understand it, who want to acquire some silver. You want to talk about small quantity? You want to talk about the kind of offering we made a week ago tonight, which, by the way, I have finally got that posted. It's still available at those same prices, even though silver's gone up. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the little silver bullet icon in the upper right-hand corner of the page. I believe that's where it's at. It's going to take you to our Morgana's Treasure Hunt page. And there is the complete breakdown of your options for the acquisition of Peace Dollars, Morgan Dollars. These things are priced so amazingly well for what they are. I cannot believe it. Absolutely the most bang for the buck is the Peace Dollar. Same amount of weight, purity, etc. the Morgan Dollar had. But maybe the Morgan and Peace Dollars aren't what you want. Maybe it's not what you're looking for. Maybe you want silver American Eagles. I can get you brand new minted 0.999 1 ounce silver rounds. Beautiful design on them. They got a Liberty Bell on the back. They got an eagle on the front, whatever the case may be. The same exact round has been minted since 1983, and it's minted for one company. They are the most affordable way to buy 1 ounce silver rounds that are clearly marked. One troy ounce, 9999 fine. They're highly recognizable, believe it or not, in pawn shops and coin shops from one of this country to the other. And as a general rule, at least $1.50 to $2 less than a silver American Eagle. Oh, and they share something in common. The company that strikes the 1 ounce round is the same company that strikes 1 ounce blank discs that get sent to the U.S. Mint for the striking of the American Eagle. The efficacy is on the money. There's no monkeying around. So the question is, how high will silver prices go? The answer depends on a number of variables. Let's maybe share a few of them with you. COMEX silver prices are, shall we say, managed by large players, including J.P. Morgan, the Pirate Chase, which previously have wanted silver prices to remain low. Secondly, how rapidly will the Fed and commercial banking increase the supply of dollars? How much will they devalue the dollar? Thirdly, how extreme will our political circus become? Distractions will be necessary. The usual response is war after a suitable scapegoat has been identified. Is the scapegoat Ung over in North Korea? Fourth, false flag operations may direct blame and attention away from policy failures and towards some common enemy. Wars also increase silver prices. Five, when will U.S. citizens finally lose confidence in the dollar? Six, how rapidly will foreign countries, including China, Russia, and Saudi Arabia, redirect commerce away from the dollar? We began talking about that a week, maybe 2 weeks ago. And I don't know if we concluded it or not. I don't think I ever got it posted, though, and I need to. Seventh, hyperinflation or even just 1970s-style inflation. And eight, the rise of the International Monetary Fund and special drawing rights as a global currency. And so, for the next decade, my friends, silver prices are going to be dependent on many unknowns. And yet, I can sit there and look at a very conservative chart, and I'm going to work on getting this posted tonight. It's difficult to do a program when I've got a chart in front of me and you don't have it. If you are a chartographer, or cartographer, as it were, and care to look at these, then they're going to have some interesting meaning. Yeah, I could look at this chart, and for all sorts of reasons, I could take that arrow and move it in the other direction and say, here's why it's going to go down. But the long trend channel has contained most silver prices for the past 20 years. A more of the same financial world suggests silver prices will rise towards $100 in the next 5 to 7 years. A more aggressive chart interpretation shows prices for silver peaks rising actually quite rapidly, 17 years. But a blow-off rally in silver, quite possible, suggests silver prices rallying towards the $200 to $300 an ounce range. Remember this, Bitcoin was $3 just a couple of years ago. Recently exceeded, what, $1,700 or whatever the heck it was? Was it $1,700 or $17,000? I guess it was $1,700. I don't know, I'm going nuts. Amazon stock sold for about $20 years ago. Today it's over $1,000. And so silver near $200 is not impossible in just a few years. If the powers that be create or cannot stop hyperinflation of the dollar, $500 an ounce silver will look inexpensive by the end of the next decade. Now, I don't necessarily expect to be around the end of the next decade. I could be. I mean, I could be alive, but I'll be pushing, 85. But the fact of the matter is, our children will be here. Our grandchildren will be here. I like nothing more than to kick the bucket and have a box waiting for each one of them that doesn't go through the tax man. Not that apparently that matters anymore. Is it true that Trump got rid of the death tax? I don't know. Somebody else will come along and bring it back. One of the commentators left a comment that said, "Go, baby, go. Silver is so overdue for its well-deserved overdue explosion to the top. Silver manipulations will no longer be able to operate if all silver holders united and defend by starting lawsuits against these vicious culprits." Yeah, well, have fun. How do you do it? Individually? Collectively? Because where are you going to find a law firm that's willing to jump on that bandwagon and take that kind of stuff on? Somehow, some way, someday, it's going to happen. What's our time period? Let me see here. Let me take a look. Just bear with me. I got to do a quick scroll down. No, that's a really intense piece. I think what I'm going to do is I've got a piece I've been sitting on for a couple of weeks. I just haven't been able to get to it because obviously where I'm sitting and having been ill. Shortly after I get up off the air tonight, I'm not staying up too horribly long. My nose is dry. My throat is dry. My ears are ringing. I have a difficult time detecting sounds. Somebody will come in the room behind me and I can hear muffling, but they must get around in front of me for me to be able to clearly hear them. And part of that's because I'm reading lips right now. It's a strange place to be. I've never been in this position. And, you hear this ringing in your ears. So it's like, so you're dealing with tinnitus versus blockage. And one of my eardrums I apparently caused damage to, and I had a considerable amount of blood the first couple of days. I haven't had any since then, almost 3 weeks. In fact, it's been 3 weeks. And until this morning, a small amount, but it's there. I had a little bit of a sneezing attack last night, and apparently it caused it again. But going back to discussion about cryptocurrencies, and this is not to dump on them, because this has a lot to do with it, it has little to do with it. The question I pose to you, has your computer been crypto-jacked? And one of the things we're going to share with you, I don't think we've got enough time on the air to do it, is how to tell if hackers are using your computer to mine Bitcoin. I mean, how do they do that? Do they send little electronic fingers and pickaxes and shovels and stuff out there to start digging out the little bits of gold and and maybe some platinum and some silver that are inside your computer? Well, because from what we're being told, there's some websites that have found a new way to make money from you. Using your computer to generate virtual currencies. Oh, yeah. There's some video streaming sites in the popular file sharing network called the Pirate Bay. Perfect. They've allegedly been cryptojacking their users' computers in a manner and got the free Wi-Fi provider. They have a free Wi-Fi provider in a Starbucks cafe in Argentina. Yeah. Well, users might object to this, especially if it slows down their computers. Oh, so is that what Apple is doing? Maybe Apple is mining. Maybe they're mining cryptocurrencies out of iPhones, and that's why the real reason they've slowed up. No, I'm teasing. But who the heck knows, folks? Who the heck knows? Oh, the coughing spell is killing me now. I'll get through it, but it sucks nonetheless. White is the new black. Oh, good Lord, can we stop with this stuff? Some of these headlines I'm looking at are just appalling. I'm trying to get over something here. Bear with me. Yeah, my computer is slower than molasses tonight. They must be mining me for cryptocurrencies because I'm talking about them. Oh, yeah, this is just ridiculous. All right, we got gold sitting at 1322 right now. No, it's higher than that. Because silver's higher than that. Those are bid prices anyway. I don't know when we were on the air last. I don't have a calendar in front of me. Today's, what, the 11th? I think we were on last Thursday, which was the 4th. Okay. Some not so up-to-date, but there are some interesting posts at Kettle Marine Precious Metals. Silver, the key to monetary freedom. Very interesting article to read. How the investor fundamentally changed the silver market. Some of these are pieces we may have shared with you on the air. Take a look at them. Some good stuff. I'll be hopefully doing some more updates later tonight. I've not had an opportunity to do so. I've got 5 websites, only 4 of which typically get updated. One has not been touched since late December. This one's not been touched for about a week. Go take a look at the treasure hunt this week. And if you've been at the Kettle Marine website, you can certainly go there. Click on the picture of Captain Morgana over on the right-hand side and the heading Treasure Hunt. And you'll be able to see a breakdown, a little bit of a brief write-up. The one key that I mentioned in there is trying to watch and follow the value. You know, why are these Peace dollars and Morgan dollars, why are they so expensive? They're not expensive. The dollar just got worthless. Remember, 1958, I was purchasing Peace dollars for a face value, a buck a piece from a bank vault in Wisconsin. Their purchasing power has held up pretty darn well as compared to its paper companion. That's the way you have to look at it. I like nothing more than to hand rolls of Peace dollars and Morgan dollars off to my grandkids. And that's probably the way I'm going to do it. It's the private way. That's what I like. I don't want to tell nobody nothing. They don't need to know. There does not need to be a tracking of this kind of stuff. But as I began to mention, I'd love to chat with any of you who are considering moving some of your assets into gold, silver, whether you want to discuss it in terms of an individual retirement account, whether you want to discuss it in terms of physical possession. I do not sell you a product and promise to store it for you. If you want to store away from your own home, your own abode, out of your own control, you'll have to do some studies of private storage vaults in the area. Do not, under any circumstances, store your gold and silver holdings in a bank safety deposit box. Do not do it. If you choose to do that, you're risking it all. And you could very easily kiss your assets goodbye. There's far too many reasons for it, my friends. You do not want to get hooked up in that. But you can give me a call. 623-327-1778. 623-327-1778. You can also go through the website, Kettlemarine Precious Metals. And if you can't figure out how to spell that because I'm not speaking too clearly tonight, go through the link at republicbroadcasting.org. It'll take you to the site down the lower right-hand corner of the page. Company name, Kettlemarine Limited, the P.O. box, our address, everything, phone number, and a link for email. Shoot me an email. I'll respond to it. Let me know when you'd like to talk. Give me a rough idea what you'd like to talk about. Maybe you're new. Maybe we haven't been together in a while. You want to start adding to your holdings. Maybe you feel now is the right time. I don't think there's ever a bad time, but I think now is a better time. I'd better be buying gold at this level and at $1,900 an ounce. I'd better be buying silver at these levels and at $50 or $100 an ounce. This is the time to buy. Don't wait for it to come back down again, like I had a gentleman do about a month ago. Oh no, if it keeps going down a little bit, if it goes, oh, I would have paid too much. Yeah, and what's going to happen, it's going to turn around and go up, and that's exactly what it did. There's times of the year that these things happen, my friends. Nothing you can do to stop that. But you can reach me by phone. A lot of times you'll get my voicemail. I try to get back to the voicemail right away. I don't always get notification. I've got calls, though. Email's the quickest way. I always see those. I'm in front of my computer more than I am in front of my phone. And we can set up. Be glad to give you a call. Talk strategy for you, your own family, what it is you're trying to accomplish. I'm not here to pick your pockets clean. I'm here to make sure that they don't get picked clean. And whether you want to talk gold, silver, peace dollars, Morgan dollars, American Eagle gold pieces, Canadian Maple Leafs, Vienna Philharmonic gold and silver. You want to talk about bars. You want to talk about the little 50-gram bars, the Valcombis. They're amazing. They cost you a little bit more on a per-ounce basis, but, my God, they are so usable because they're so easy to use. That's right, the Combi Bar. And it's one of my favorite things the last couple of years. I've had a lot of people buy them for the right reasons, and you should too. We're out of time. Hey, thanks for it. If it's any good luck, I'll see you on Tuesday. But call me nonetheless or shoot me an email. See you. Bye-bye.
Somewhere there's music,
talk about something serious for a minute. Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.